A comeback is a lovely thing. We relish them, I guess, because we're pleased when art is somehow salvaged from a mess. A comeback can be slow and sure. A comeback can be quick. It can involve a man who whacks a small ball with a stick. At the U.S. Open golf tournament, one writer has described as a pointless and frankly spiteful attempt to humiliate the best golfers in the world. Tiger Woods has been trying to reestablish his position as not only the game's premier attraction, but its best player. Halfway through the tournament, Woods shares the lead with Jim Furyk and David Toms. The only reason Woods is not atop the leaderboard is that in the alphabet, F and T both come before W. The three leaders are all one under par. Phil Mickelson stands at an alarming 7 over par, alarming at least for him. Among those who failed to make the cut are Luke Donald, number 1 in the world, but not, one supposes, for long. It was also a bad day for Bubba's, or at least for Bubba Watson, and for Rory McIlroy, who won last year's Open by shooting 16 under par, which nobody will do this time around unless all the pins mysteriously relocate to the middle of the fairways late this evening, or Mr. Woods feels it's absolutely necessary. Casey Martin also missed the cut despite having advantage of a golf cart. Somebody really ought to look into that. Andy Zhang will watch the rest of the tournament on television as well. He shot 156 over the first 2 days, leaving him 17 shots behind the leaders. Of his play at the start of the event, Mr. Zhang's caddy and manager, Chris Gold, said he hit the ball terrible. Well, Mr. Gold, you speak the language terrible. But I digress. Having begun the tournament 8 over par through 5 holes, Mr. Zhang is probably grateful things didn't turn out worse, and I suppose he has an excuse for the high number. He's 14 years old.